What up, How to Be Less Old fans? Old school shower caps? So uncool. Introducing Shower Cap. Redesigned for form and function, Shower Cap not only looks better, it works better. Plus, made from hydrophobic nanotech material that never gets moldy and dries instantly. Shower Cap is 100% waterproof and has a super soft, luxurious feel. Better yet, the cap was tested on all hair types and lengths, so you can be sure it will protect yours. So if you want to get the best shower cap in the game, go to www.shhhourcap and use the code HTBLO for 10% off. Yes, that's three H's with OWERCAPDOTCOM shower cap, because you actually need this.
And look for our picture on Instagram where we wear our
shower caps.
Have you listened to Dr. Game Show yet? The cult favorite radio show is now a part of Earwolf.
Whew. In each episode, host Joe Firestone and Manolo Moreno play listener-created games with their comedian friends, and people can call in.
In a recent episode, they had Will Butler from Arcade Fire and his five-year-old son as a guest. They played games like What's Your Primary Utensil, Rad Dad, and Sauce Boss.
So fun. There's really no way an ad can even express how crazy and fun this show is.
You guys have to hear it. Listen and subscribe to Dr. Game Show on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
And follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook and Twitter so you can participate when they record episodes.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hello. Emily Frieda Foster.
Deanna Chang.
All I want for Christmas is you, baby.
Okay, I have to tell you, this morning it brought me great joy.
Great.
To introduce my baby to Mariah Carey.
Oh, how did she like her?
I think she probably felt good feelings. Mm-hmm. I mean, not as many as I did. I had a real time.
Right.
And my husband was like, what's happening? I didn't know this was like,
in you.
Yeah, I was like,
it's the
first
season.
First of all, I understand she's whoever she is in our present day. But, like, she's also so talented.
Mariah.
I'm just going to give her a little shout out. That lady can sing.
Right.
And that's, I mean, God bless her.
Well, she is it's Christmas, you know.
She is Christmas. But, like, also she, for me, growing up, like, she was some bedroom belting out songs times.
Oh, God. I actually was just thinking about it this morning, yesterday. I used to sing some Whitney Houston hard
yes.
in the car.
Yes.
And I remember once my dad going, like, oh, God.
That's amazing.
Because I can't sing A, and then B, to try to, I would be belting that Whitney like I could.
Like you could.
And my poor parents.
Well, so that's interesting because I said to Addie, I go, you know, our daughter is going to be in her bedroom. She's going to be singing and she's going to be dancing mm-hmm. for hours on end.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot interrupt her. We can't make her feel bad about it. We have to just respect that time. And he was like, really? I was
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, what my parents did love was every night my two sisters and I, after dinner, we'd clean the kitchen up, you know, and then we would crank the radio and do a full – my parents would like – we had like a little banquette
mm-hmm.
and they would nestle back in the banquette. And my mom would lean on my dad, and we would perform a full-on dance routines for them.
The best. See, that's what sisters are for.
It's
my
fun.
Brother was like,
no,
and then
we gave
know?
It to them.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what sisters are for.
Well, today's a great day because we have an oldie but a goodie here with us, a vintage guest.
God
but
bless
she's
her.
Young, but she's vintage in terms of
she's been with us before.
She's been with us before.
And if you want to check it out, it was episode number 81, Hipster Hedgehogs.
It's Kimmy Lucas, guys. And here's the thing. She combs the internet for us.
it's like it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely. And she curates.
And she does a really, really good job of it.
That's right. And then she presents to us, and then we have the knowledge. And this may be a pen and paper episode.
Please take it out, because you're going to want to write down some handles, mm-hmm. some terms. Mm-hmm. It's going to get real.
It's going to get really real. We're going to get into, like, the art of Scandinavian coziness.
Hygge. Okay. I believe.
More will be revealed. We're going to get into some, like, animal Instagram accounts that you would never find.
And look, they only bring you joy.
Exactly.
That's what today is about.
Right. This is a giving back.
A joy. Get ready.
I have a question for you about Instagram, and I'd love to talk to Kimmy about it as well.
Okay.
So have you experienced where – with this update, I don't know when the update came out, sometime in the last few months, but there before, if I commented on P. Diddy's or—
And you did.
And I did, or Brother Love, as he wants to be called, but we're not letting him have it.
Yeah.
No one, it is not I'm the not fucking it time for this bullshit.
Right.
Like, Diddy, sit down.
I'm not giving it to him, but are people? I mean, somebody
no
might be.
No one is. Nobody. Literally, okay. No one has the bandwidth for Brother Love right now for yet another name change. We are full on at capacity. No time for it. But if I were to have commented, I love his like motivations. Mm-hmm. I love Diddy's Instagram account.
Okay.
So maybe I was inspired by something and I'd be
commented.
Like, Diddy, that's mm-hmm. crazy. You're so funny. Blah. Before.
It was incognito.
It was tucked away uh-huh. with hundreds and thousands uh-huh. of other comments.
Uh-huh.
Now.
We get the little, it shows up.
If you're looking at the Diddy account, you're going to see.
That's right. That you commented.
Because it
That's
puts right. your people, it flops them up to the front.
It sure does.
And so now you can't hide from no. your little comments that you might want to make on like a Kim Kardashian site or on an Instagram
no.
account or even like
it's
a Mariah
you
Carey, you know?
You're coming out.
Which is new. And I think you can learn some really funny things about people that way.
Yes. I think you're right.
So I wonder if Kimmy's had that experience
right.
because she lives on that interweb.
She
you know?
Does. She does. She's hot and ready up in that
yeah.
interweb.
So we're going to learn a lot. Pad and paper, iPad, I guess, if you need to. Your notes app, launch it. Whatever you have to do. Your reminders, whatever makes
your
sense
Palm
for you.
Pilot, yes. Just dust it off.
Get your stylist out and let's get to learning.
Let's go.
How to be less old.
You always want to look your best around the holidays with so many parties, reunions. I'm exhausted. Who has time to go to the department store?
So when you finally pick out the perfect party outfit, just don't let it be ruined by an ill-fitting bra.
Oh, we've all been there. But this holiday season, give yourself that gift of Third Love.
Because here's the thing. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create a bra that's super comfortable and makes you look and feel great.
Third Love offers bras in sizes AA through G, as well as their exclusive half-cup sizes.
With over 15 styles, including strapless, which I love, and plunge, there's a bra for every holiday party look.
And look, if you're not sure about your size, you can chat with a fit specialist or take their Fit Finder quiz, which I did, pregnant as fuck, and you shop from the comfort of your very own home. Let me tell you, that was huge.
Because Third Love knows it's season to spread cheer, they're offering 15% off your first purchase so you can look and feel your best this holiday season.
So go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO now to upgrade your holiday style with a perfect-fitting Third Love bra and get 15% off your purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO for 15% off your first Third Love bra.
thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
How to be less old!
Kimmy! Hi, guys. Thank you so much for being here, Kimmy Lucas.
Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been our absolute pleasure. Thanks so much mm-hmm. for coming in.
Talked about how we were like, we actually, when you left the last time after episode 81, we were like, we need Kimmy to be a correspondent.
Yes, we did. We were like, she brings us good things from the interwebs that we just need to know about. It's important work that you're doing.
Thank you.
The Lord's work.
I look at it the same way. I'm coming to you from the front of the internet reporting live.
You know what? You're back at episode 164.
Wow.
Let's just take a moment.
Wow, guys, you've accomplished a lot.
Doing a lot.
Look, it's good. Okay.
Well
pat
done.
On the back.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you get any love the last time you were here?
Yes. I did get love. I'm going to find the handle of the person, but I got a fan.
Ooh.
And he was an absolute delight, so I'm going to have to find his handle. But every 6 months, I get a delightful tweet from a gentleman who likes your show. And just it's always very supportive. He often references cake flushing, so that was a big hit with him.
Oh, yeah. Can you remind us about cake flushing?
I literally almost forgot about it.
I did, too. Yeah. And now I'm like, it's bringing me joy again.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest darn thing ever. But it's literally the obsession that director and auteur Edgar Wright and his often partners in crime, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, had during the tour of, it was either Hot Fuzz or World's End. We're getting a lot of cakes for Nick Frost's birthday, and we're dumping it into toilets and Instagramming and tweeting it. And I found it hilarious.
Right. And someone, like, I remember being upset by just hearing it because it felt very wasteful.
Very wasteful.
And cake is delicious.
Exactly.
You know, so why are you? But then when you watched it, I did find myself getting a giggle.
You laugh.
It's sort of just when you put two things together that don't belong together.
I guess that's it.
It
jars you into a laughter.
Yeah.
While you're looking for that, I do want to just bring our attention to Emily's face. You had a revelation today that was a real LOL and an eye opener. Eye popper.
I'm really opening myself up to take a hit here.
But it's not a hit. It's not a hit. It's the truth. Please tell us what happened. Just blurt it out.
I was getting ready today to come here to give my face to both of you and Sam. And it just really hit me that, like, I don't think people give me enough credit for how much I look like celebrity goddess Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, so what did you do? You walked out of the bathroom.
And I told my husband.
You marched out. You came out with a purpose.
I said, you know what, Addie? This is some bullsh. and I said just that. I don't get enough credit for looking like Jennifer Aniston. And he agreed with me.
Well, when you said it, my eyes popped open because I'm like, you freaking do look like Jen. You have a Jennifer Aniston face.
Mm-hmm. Not always, but maybe sometimes.
Today.
Maybe like at an angle, maybe a turn if my hair's just right. I don't know. I've seen it before. She lives inside me.
And nobody's giving you credit. So can everyone look alive, please, and just give credit where credit's due.
And look, our dear friend Matt McConkie could not be more in love
with
Jennifer
Aniston. He's number one Faniston. He's the number one Faniston.
That's right.
That is his Twitter handle.
Oh, and I just, if he were to consider it and see it.
We're asking for one person's consideration.
I would then feel seen
right
by the world. So I'm just going to leave that there.
Okay, Matt, you're up.
I'm glad we're finally talking about
this. Okay, did we find your number one fan?
I did not.
That's fine.
So I'm going to give a shout out later. I'll tweet at him and tell him.
Great.
But you know who you are and you're a delight.
A delight.
Thank you for your fandom.
Okay. We've got five. And when I say quick, I want to move through these because we have a lot to get to. So let's not dilly-dally.
Okay.
Five questions. How do we feel about Korean boy band BTS?
They might be Japanese.
Ooh, are they the one that keeps taking photos with Ansel Elgort? That's the only one I know about right now. He keeps taking photos with this. I thought it was a Korean pop band, and it's really cute.
Okay, so you know nothing.
I don't know.
Okay, so but that sounds like that tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw them on the whatever music awards were lately.
Oh, yeah, AMAs.
Yeah, yeah. I saw them. Don't know them. People seem very excited.
I feel like they're everywhere right now.
Right, we have to dial in.
Yeah.
And so do you.
I got to work on this.
Okay, favorite boy band of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Can I see the Beatles? Is that boring? It's the Beatles. I was just watching the Beatles anthology, and I forgot. Because I fell in love with them when I was 13, so I experienced Beatlemania in the 2000s.
Yeah.
It's still very real for me. So yes, it's the Beatles.
That's great. Adorable.
That's that feels right for you.
Yes.
What social platform would you love to be like bonkers crazy huge on?
Ooh, to be okay.
You know, like Kimmy Lucas is like you're just
a name on
yeah.
X.
Like everyone goes crazy for you.
I want to say Peach, but I feel like that's an outdated reference. That was never when Peach was like a thing.
No.
I know Peach Pit is a place where you can learn like Apple software.
Mm-hmm. Peach was like 2 years ago where they were launching a new social media and it like a lot of people bought in, and it was like for 2 weeks, everyone talked about peach, and then no one used it, and it died immediately. But I remember peach. It was in all the news.
I was sleeping. We were doing this podcast. Everybody has let us down. We're 3 years in, people. Nobody said peach to us.
Nobody said a peach. Yeah.
What was peach?
I think it was a weird, it was like in the way that Facebook was really exciting when MySpace happened, because it honed everything in. Mm. I remember looking at peach, and I made an account, and then I never touched it again. Okay. But it honed everything in. I think it would sometimes combine a couple of your social medias, you know, so you could have all your stuff in one place. It was trying to solve the problem we all have is I have too many apps on my phone.
Yes. So it was kind of like an Apple TV for social media.
A little bit. And it was very simple. And they had the peach emoji, which was probably their biggest selling point because that's a very beloved emoji.
It is.
But
great. It's like the butt, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. It is the butt. But it's like the cute butt. So everyone loves it. So I just remember I saw a lot of news about it. I looked at it. And then I, like the rest of the world, never used it, and it didn't make any money. And those guys are probably doing other things in Silicon Valley now.
Well, great. I wish them well.
So I'll be big on peach.
Great.
Number one thing you're hoping to get for the holidays.
Oh, my goodness. This is an excellent question. I would really – I'm going to be just honest right now. I want a Kindle so bad. I want a Kindle. I'm giving in. I love a good book. I love pages. I love the way they sound. But I'm really tired of reading things like scripts on a computer screen. Yes. My eyes, guys.
Yes.
My eyes hurt. I don't know how the youth are doing it these days, so I want a Kindle.
And if you don't know, then we sure don't know.
No one knows.
So we're wishing you major Kindle.
I know.
Major Kindle.
Mom, are you listening, please?
What do you think of Selena Gomez's rainbow bangs?
If you haven't seen them,
I have not seen them.
Can I see?
Is this recent? I've not seen this hair. I follow her on Instagram. How have I missed this?
This was, I think, yesterday.
Oh,
well,
there we go.
It'll be a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago when you guys hear this. But yeah, it was in, you know, it was in December.
Yep.
And what did she say? I stole from my sister? Is that the caption?
That's the caption.
Don't understand.
Maybe
it's the ears or the expression. I don't know.
Yeah, she has little sequin teal ears and then rainbow bangs and then a pair of sunglasses that I wore shockingly consistently when I first moved to LA.
I like the sunglasses.
Ugh, they're the black sunglasses, black frames with yellow
tinted.
I wore these to death, Emily, and I really look back on that with great shame.
It's very Rami and Michelle. Couldn't you see both of them wearing those glasses?
Yes.
Yeah.
I say they're cute right now, but she will show them to her children to make them laugh one day.
You know what I think, guys? I think these bangs are attached to that headband.
Ooh. Could be. Conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I think those are removable.
That could be.
And I think that's great.
So Disney's making bangs now?
Maybe.
Because those are Disney ears she's wearing,
are
right?
They?
They look like Mickey Mouse ears.
They look like I don't know.
A lot of question marks here.
I think it's cute.
I do too.
It works on me.
I mean, I don't think in my day and age I could pull off an actual look like that.
You can't. I mean, neither can I.
No.
Like, and neither can Kimmy, by the way.
I don't.
She has the age for it, but she pull it off. I mean, it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. And Selena's doing a great job with it.
Yes.
If they're real, if they're not, we don't know.
Yeah.
But look, get some rainbow bangs if you can support it. Mm-hmm. If you can't, don't.
Just know yourself.
Take
guys.
A look in the mirror.
Hard
See
look.
Your inner Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. Get them or don't.
Right. Let people know. Okay. So, what should we get into first? Should we deal with the Scandinavian art of feeling cozy?
Are we going to get some hygge in here?
Now say it again and say it slowly.
Hygge. My Danish friend is cringing right now because I'm probably mispronouncing
hygge?
It. I'm going to say it.
Hygge.
Hygge.
Hygge. Hygge.
Hygge. Hygge.
Ooh, Diana.
Did I do nice?
Yes.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
So it's the art of being cozy?
It's the art of coziness.
Walk us through this because I'm so excited to hear about this.
Hygge is a feeling. It's a state of mind. So I brought this to you guys because I'm like, it's the holidays. It's the season. Yes. It's getting cooler. It's a brisk 70 in LA right now. I would say hygge is like the new Dickens. Like keep it in my heart all year long, you know, the spirit of it. So it's basically in these Scandinavian countries, it's cold. It's dark a lot of the year, which blows my mind still to this day. I'm very Californian. What do you do? How do you keep that morale? People get depressed.
Right.
Hygge is how you keep it.
And it's a feeling.
It's a feeling you're trying to go. So I'm going to toot my own horn for a minute. I've known about Hygge for a little bit.
This How isn't bit?
2013 is when I learned about Hygge. None of this 2016.
Vintage, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been on this since the beginning.
Okay. Is it bubbling to the surface for people more
it's
now?
It's very bubbled to the surface in the past year. I think last Christmas is when it popped up, and I think it's really living. People are starting to embrace Hygge as a lifestyle now. It's becoming the norm. Basically, it is this art of coziness. It's the art of being comfortable. It's a feeling you try to create for people in hospitality. So it is like something you try to step into. So I learned about Hygge. I was in Denmark with a friend. I was visiting her and she was throwing a dinner party so I could meet her friends. And she was like, she walks around and she lit all these candles. She put out a blanket and she goes, "We're trying to create Hygge. It's a Danish idea of being cozy. You want that comfort. You want your friends. It's that feeling at Christmas when you have cider in your hands." She's like, "That's what we're going for tonight." She achieved it. It was a delight.
Did you feel it?
I felt it.
Was it just candles and a throw?
It literally, this is the nice thing about Hygge.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be expensive. You can create it. It can be very simple and minimal, but the feeling is very rich. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're
seeing a chunky cable knit throw.
Exactly. That's Hygge. So we'll go with like a chunky cable knit throw is Hygge. Something that's not Hygge, you know, a sequin top. It's nothing wrong with it.
Hygge.
We all wore them in the early aughts. But
still wearing them.
Probably going to be wearing them in the next year again.
Not Hygge.
So you want like the cable throw. You want mold cider, you know, in a pot on the stove so it smells, wafts through the air. People you love. You want
a board game, maybe.
A board or a puzzle, something where you're all around it together and the room is warm. Mm. So it is the art of creating that sense for the people you love.
Oh, my God.
So what's interesting is they're now finding ways to sell this through white minimalist in books and with coffee. So you're going to see this in how people market things to you. And that's nice. We love good things. But just know that you create the Hygge, not the items you buy.
Oh.
I like that.
That's a real distinction.
Yeah. And it's about – So this is what I'm really really like connecting to. You can create Hygge for yourself, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be for others necessarily.
Exactly.
But I love the idea because a lot of times I think when you're putting a party together or you're, you know, having people over for dinner or whatever, you are creating an like you are thinking about an ambiance or something, an energy you want to create. But I feel like a lot of times it's more about the external stuff and it's not about what's happening. You're thinking, how are people going to like seeing this instead of how are they going to really feel?
Yeah.
You know, so I like trying to hone in on like, how can I this is how I want to make my people feel today or tonight. You know, that's a really cool approach.
It's like, have you ever gone to a restaurant and they've thought of, like, with their outdoor seating of blankets?
Yeah.
And they offer you a blanket when it's cold?
That's it.
I'm like, they really thought of my comfort here tonight because I'm freezing. you know, like, thank you.
Yeah, it's like there's a restaurant on Vermont in my neighborhood called Il Capriccio. And I literally – my husband and I are going to go out to dinner. I love going there because I do love the food, but I always say to him, that's where we have our romance. And it's not about the meal. It's about the feeling in there. Like it's our, that's where I like to talk to you. That's where I like to romance at you. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
So that's about the feeling in the place and the food obviously doesn't hurt, but that's part of the creation of the feeling.
You guys get Hygge. You
get
it.
Really,
isn't it
into
delightful?
This. I'm like, guys, I'm going to pull on some socks, some cozies. I want to be so cozy. I'm not cozy enough right now on any level.
No.
Like, not on any level. I feel very un-Hygge in terms of like how I am right now, right this second.
Exactly.
I want to get home. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that's cool.
Isn't that great? What I'm excited for is how we now take because it's a Scandinavian thing, right? Scandinavians about minimalism and soft.
Right.
I am very excited to see in the incoming years of how do we make Hygge extra, which is very un-Hygge.
Yes.
But like, you know, sweaters for your coffee cup. This is just, it's going to grow.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking to see how we meet this.
I want to try to keep it real. Like, let's try to gather ourselves and be true to Hygge and like not get extra, as Kimmy said.
That's right. Because you don't want to ruin such a precious thing.
No,
it's really precious.
It is.
I love what you guys are bringing to this. I love how pure it is. This is beautiful.
Speaking of sweaters on coffee mugs, which is the most idiotic thing you could ever do, something that is a sister to that is when there was this woman, a makeup person that I was working with who, God help her, she always had that fuzzy iPhone case.
Oh, yeah.
Like a furry iPhone case. And it literally skeevotted me. It skeeved my soul.
Yeah.
Well, it's just dirty. So dirty. Like it's even so though it, dirty. Maybe it didn't look dirty, although it didn't look that clean, but it wasn't even like, oh, it's dirty. It's just there's no way that that's okay. And I can't stand, like, she tried to hygge up her iPhone case and it's like, or something along those lines.
No. Your cat, again, you're getting the heart at it. There's a place and a time and restraint within it, but it's a healthy restraint. It's like, it's beautiful. It's about understanding. The best hygge I experienced is I was traveling alone and I was in Iceland and I ran into someone. We ended up knowing some of the same people. It was a very strange thing, but she invited me to dinner and I came over and they literally had just like frozen dumplings they had made, and they just made dumplings and an egg casserole and literally had just two candlesticks with the little tall candles, and they had music in the background and it was the epitome of hygge. It was just so comfortable. So
Dumplings are very hygge.
It was lovely.
Really hygge.
So squishy and lovely.
Yes. Ooh, okay, so we have like more to talk about, although this is all we want to talk about.
Right. I feel like we're creating it in this room right now. Our studio is a little
more higgy-ish than I was prior to not talking about it.
Are you getting higgy with it?
Oh, see, that's what we don't want, Emily. That's the Americanization we don't want. She's giving me eyes. She's like, but do we?
Okay.
It's the best joke I've heard in a while.
Moving on.
Lord help us all.
Oy vey.
Okay. So
Florida man.
So you've curated some Instagram accounts and some Twitter accounts for us.
I have, guys. All right. We'll see how Florida man goes. I was sitting there, I'm like, this could be another cake flushing, and I'm very hopeful. I'm gonna pull it up. So Florida man is my favorite Twitter. I've actually pitched this as a TV show millions of times.
Stop it.
I have. No one wanted it. I'm going to say this once. I love Florida. I grew up going. I think it's a beautiful place. I think
look,
the people
are kind. You
don't
have to give them compliments.
Yes. I want to butter them up because I'm about to knock them down a bit.
Okay. Well, you didn't do it.
All right. Fair enough. This Twitter did, right? Exactly. So Florida Man is a Twitter that purely just retweets headlines that they find that come out of Florida that are very uniquely Florida. They're problems that you probably don't have. So I've favorited some of my absolute best of these tweets. So some of these are older, but they're perfect.
Okay.
Florida man causes uproar after opening city council meeting with a satanic prayer. And then there's a photo of him in black garb leading the prayer.
Oh, my.
Yep, there we go.
Oh, good.
Florida man arrested for illegal ride on manatee. The tagline is, he tried to take a ride on a manatee, then he took a ride to jail. This happened in Bradenton. So, Bradenton, Florida, looking at you.
And it's never the women. It's usually the man.
Oh, it's Florida man.
It's all men. I will say, there is Florida woman. It is a great Twitter as well.
You're partial to
I'm
the
partial
man.
To Florida man. I'm not trying to be gendered. I just think the absurdity is a little larger.
If you watch the news, you hear it enough that this is genius. You know what I mean? Like a Florida man.
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
Exactly.
So I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
One of my favorites. This is more a visual one. I will retweet this. Florida man dresses 13-foot alligator in novelty hat and sunglasses for Halloween, and then you can see him. He's adorable. He's got a large, sparkly top hat and large blue glasses, which is delightful. And it's just an alligator just sitting there with these things.
People play games that they're really messing with with fate.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, right? I mean, they don't care whether they live or die.
Yeah, I guess it's just like whatever.
They're in it for the sequin.
Yeah, they're in it for the gram. Mm-hmm. They're staging it for the gram.
Oh, it was very much for the snap, for sure. Yeah. Florida man filmed stealing dozens of pigeons while wearing trash bag bucket on his head. And you can see the video of him putting all the pigeons in his bag. Yeah, dozens.
Guys, this is an important account to lift your spirits.
It's teetering on like heroes / saddest thing you've ever heard. But it's like that man had something going on.
Oh, he made choices. Florida man arrested for eating pancakes in middle of crosswalk. And there's a photo of him.
Why would he be arrested for that?
Can't they just gently move him to the sidewalk?
You would think he could. I'm going to give him these 2 points. He brought like a table and maple syrup. So it's not like he's just sitting there. Like he's set up. It was very intentional. He's really enjoying them.
Is he on a drug of some kind?
Most of these are probably on meth or Molly. Right. That's usually what you find in the article.
Florida's favorite drug, Flocka. Anyone?
Oh.
No. Okay. Well, it's a street drug, namely out of Florida, I think.
Oh, shit.
Named Flocka.
Interesting.
Flocka got you doing some pancakes in the middle
that's
of the crosswalk.
That's right. I think that's right. I don't know, but I think that's right.
It sounds like the jingle jingle you get on Riverdale.
Sam's coming in hot.
Yeah, it was the one a couple years ago. There was all those reports of people acting like zombies and eating each other's faces
and
things.
Was that Flocka?
Yeah.
It's
like bath salts.
It is,
but
like
it gets the same results if you're just an absolute
intriguing animal.
So, would you eat pancakes in the middle of the street
of
on Flocka?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Sounds like pancakes or people.
Right. I feel like
whatever's available.
This makes me think he was like really reserved. If he was on Flocka and that's all he chose to do was like set up some pancake
in the
eating,
middle of a crosswalk,
then
yes.
he was doing the least on Flocka, you know?
I'm also excited that this isn't the last time we're going to talk about pancake eating today.
That's right.
That's
me
a
too.
Teaser.
That too.
That's
but
a
moving
great one. I didn't even realize we did that, guys. It's wonderful.
Should we hit dog rates or wrapping
that's
paper?
That's another – well, let's keep on dog rates because that's on Twitter. If you, that's the other Twitter account, right? And then we can march over to Instagram.
I can be real brief on We Rate Dogs. Have you guys – first of all, have you all experienced We Rate Dogs?
I spent like an reasonable amount of time on that account yesterday.
It is the most wonderful place. So it is literally a Twitter account where people will tweet, hey, here's my dog. Here's my corgi wearing a bow tie. And this place will rate the dogs. Here's the twist, guys. He rates them very highly.
They're always over a 10, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we get a great one. I'll pull one up right here. This is Usnavi. She was awarded a hat for not throwing up during her car ride. Quite the accomplishment. 12 out of 10 could take all the fellas.
So this is like hot or not for dogs, but it's always hot.
It's always. I think the lowest I've seen for a dog is 11 out of 10.
Okay.
Aww. It's 11 out of 10, 12 out of 10, 13 out of 10. These are some great pupper. Ooh, here's a pupper right here. This is Walter. He won't start hydrotherapy without his favorite floaties in a tank, and he's got a floatie around his neck. 14 out of 10. Keep it pup, Walter.
So, guys, this one you really have to get at the visuals to really make it soar. But
it's fair.
But go and see. If you're someone who enjoys yourself a dog, this will suit you
and
just fine.
And if you don't enjoy yourself a dog— take a look in the mirror and ask yourself what's wrong with your heart.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'll say this Twitter is wonderful because it actually gave us one of the best memes of late 2016 or early 2017, which is basically a troll. They are on Twitter, guys. It's a shame. But a troll came at them and said, hey, your rating system, I don't like, it doesn't make sense. Every dog is 11 out of 10. And it basically ended up with the Twitter host being like, they're all good dogs, Brent. Misspelling his name, which had been Brant. And it became a Twitter meme. Everyone's just saying, they're all good dogs, Brent. They're all good dogs, which is the truth about life. They're all good dogs.
When I tell you the fact that that's a meme, the fact that that means something to
people. Lots of people.
I'm going to say you people on that one. It's where the disconnect real. It's the divide.
That's when we are old and you are young.
Yeah, it's the divide because that means nothing. To me.
I think it's the funniest thing.
See,
I've been laughing about that for
funny.
Months.
I know. That like literally I don't think that's less than nothing to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's weird is like that could have been dropped around us at any point in time and it would have just flown right over our heads.
Oh, we wouldn't have even stopped to look.
I'm sure it did happen.
I would have been he's giving feedback.
Right. Calling me Brent.
It.
Didn't know my name was Emily. we're going to just move forward.
Keep it moving. I see nothing to stop and look at here.
That's right.
It's a non-thing.
It's
Kimmy,
a non-thing.
I know you're upset, but to hear that. But
oh, I mean, it's okay. I understand.
It's just what the truth is.
She's feeling sad for us.
She is.
That's the weird
thing.
She feels sad that we
bit.
Can't. A little bit.
Mm.
That
only
we can't dial in.
Go ahead.
Laugh. And it brings her so much
she
joy.
She goes, you can't laugh. You can't. She goes, you can't laugh.
Like, that must be hard
it's
for
hard
you,
for
old
you.
Person.
Yeah, now, we true. Can laugh, just to clarify, we can laugh at other things.
You guys do laugh a lot. I appreciate that.
But we can't laugh at that because nothing's happened. Do you?
Let me try.
Okay.
They're all good dogs, Brent.
No.
We're not laughing.
Very funny.
Okay. Fucking laugh at that. It's
but we tried.
Thank you for going
on the
journey.
Can you do me a favor? Can you, when this episode comes out, can you post that? I don't want to look. I don't even want to spend the time to look for it.
It's fine.
Is it just text?
That Twitter exchange?
Yeah. The meme.
Yeah, there's the meme. It's just text. There's iterations of it. And there's a Mashable article I can send if you want to share that.
I want to flip this table.
I know. She's very upset. But today's all about joy. So let's bring it back. We're going to move right along.
It's not personal.
To wrapping paper Instagrams.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And I love you. You know this isn't about you.
I feel loved. I know. And it's okay.
A lot of anger towards
that. Now, I personally lost my mind with these accounts because I love them so much.
Yeah. By the way, Kimmy's the best guest because she fully gave us links so we could acclimate.
Yes.
And then because we wouldn't have time to into all of this today. So we appreciate you are a hardworking girl and we thank you.
Now, these are just beautiful pictures, very clean, of just boxes wrapped with bows, with gift tags, with, you know, bits and bobs. And they are beautiful.
They are.
They're like, if this was, I feel like it's a Pinterest moment, but it's not. It's Instagram, and it's beautiful.
You can like it. It's accessible.
How did you find this?
The first one.
So there's a bunch of different.
There's a bunch of them. So my favorite, I can list all the ones I sent you guys, but my favorite is Rap Chose Me. Mm-hmm. It's a great handle.
Yeah. Sure
I just want to give it a moment to recognize that. Rap Chose Me, W-R-A-P.
but actually, we're laughing. See, that was funny though.
Yeah. We laugh.
Every now and then will step in and produce for a podcast called Group Text with Aaron and Melissa. And they had a guest, and it's Saturday morning. I can't remember everyone's name, but one of the guests has this as one of her side passions is this Instagram account, Rap Chose Me. So literally, I'm producing the show. I'm starting to do all the following. And then I became obsessed because these wrapping jobs are amazing. She uses yarn. Mm-hmm. She uses twine.
Found
on
items.
The same box.
Right.
She makes it. I think one of them has a loofah artfully connected, so it's like a bow. It's beautiful. Right.
So I'm going to share a tidbit from my personal life. Mm-hmm. We often talk about the jobs Deanna had when she was growing up. Catch as catch can.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I'll say.
I spent 7 years, 8 years as a rapper.
Emily Frieda goddamn Foster. That's how have we not heard this?
I don't know. High school, I worked in a toy store. I did all the rapping. You get in there in a Saturday morning rush before the birthday parties.
Oh, my goodness.
I had paper cuts up to my elbows,
wow.
Y'all. I had calluses from the ribbons. Wow. It's art.
War.
It really is an art.
It is an art.
Did you succeed?
Oh, yeah.
You did a beautiful wrapping.
The thing is, you get these packages
that are...
You don't... I mean, toys come in...
Odd sizes.
Yeah, and you've got to throw some paper on it.
Oh, my God.
And it better look good.
Can
you know
you
what I mean?
Still, like, throw paper on an odd-shaped item?
I can throw down.
This
but
is
you know
good.
What?
This is good to know.
Yeah.
I can't bow like this woman bows.
Okay.
And that was actually very gendered of me. I assumed it was a woman, y'all, and I'm sorry.
It could be a man. It helps.
Okay.
I cannot.
I've never achieved this level of artwork. Mm-hmm. It's
so
beautiful.
Throw a couple other names out so we can just like. What other accounts?
So everyone can fill their Instagram stream. Like, you could see all of it. You can get some. Rap Chose Me is the best one. Wrapping Station. That's actually a service, I believe, too. They will wrap for you. But they have great photos. They did a beautiful job with a matte red paper. And they took some sprigs of greenery. It looks like a silver dollar eucalyptus, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
and they tied it in
that.
With twine. It was beautiful. That one's Wrapping Station. I'm going to get a little French on y'all. Etoile Wrapping. etoile.wrapping. It's a beautiful one.
Have you wrapped? Because have you done different wrappings in your own life because of these, or are you
I
just
haven't.
Like
this
porn
is,
out on it?
This is the past couple of months I found these. This is newer for me, and I haven't had a chance to wrap yet. So I'm gonna start. This is me prepping. I'm studying for Christmas.
So you will execute on. You will pull.
I'm gonna really bring it this year.
Okay,
I'm very
great.
Inspired.
But
so.
You know what? It's like it makes me want to like go take a tour around the neighborhood to get. Sprigs of shit to throw into my wrapping, which
yes.
is like if something inspires you
totally
to do something you wouldn't normally do,
wrap it.
That is a gift.
Yes, it is.
Wrap it.
And that's what like the most fun thing about the internet is when you have something to do and you can look and get inspired by like if it's you're throwing a party or whatever, you get so much inspiration by like how people are putting things together.
You know what? This is hygge.
It is. I was
the
just
fucking
thinking
wrapping.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because people feel loved. You hand it to them. It's not only – I mean, it's about the presence, the thought. But you get a beautiful package like this.
It's creating a feeling.
Yeah, you just feel loved. You feel seen.
You do.
Yeah. You do. At least Hege adjacent at the very least.
Like, put a second into it, you guys, when you're wrapping this year. It really does a lot. A little does a lot.
Okay, we're running out of time.
All right. We need to get to the tortoises.
Okay, great.
Right?
No, that's where I wanted to
go. Okay, thank you. Like, let's just –
because last time
much as you can give us in the shortest amount of time.
Last time you brought us the hedgehogs of Instagram, which I still follow.
Ditto.
Beautiful, sort of Scandinavian. A lot of them have like a minimalist Scandinavian vibe to them.
A lot of white backgrounds.
A lot of white backgrounds. And then...
but very Japanese as well. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, just like it's all Japanese owners of hedgehogs. It's a very popular pet in Japan.
Great.
So follow a lot of Japanese hedgehogs.
Okay. You never know what's, you know?
No, you don't.
But they like little, like it's a little thing that's in a thing. Mm-hmm. Like they'll put it in a teacup and it's satisfying.
I'm just giggling because it's so joyful.
Yeah. Okay. So now this year, you're bringing us a tortoise situation.
All right. So I'm really into tortoises right now.
Why?
I want one. It's my like, I think it's the thing I've made it my goal. Like, if I can have a house with a backyard, I can have a tortoise.
Right.
Right? It's an heirloom pet. I can have it. I can give it to my children. Pet. I'll have it for,
how long
50?
Do they live?
They can live up to, like, 60, 70 years.
It is a fucking heirloom pet. Mm-hmm. I don't hear that phrase very often.
Mm-hmm. You think of tomatoes. You think of...
a piece of jewelry.
Wicker chest.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of...
no.
A tortoise that can be passed along. Mm-hmm. Go on.
So this is my goal. I'll know I've made it when I can have a tortoise that I can give to my children and grandchildren. There's a couple accounts I really recommend for this. There is star tortoises. Star tortoises are one of the most beautiful tortoises. They have a star pattern on their shell. And this one in particular, she owns, I think, 12. The most recent video is a bunch of tortoises eating okra. So I have the joy of watching tortoises eat. I know it sounds weird, but they're like little dinosaurs. They just move slowly and intentionally.
And they are prehistoric, correct?
Yes.
And that's the thing that like we're like, oh, we don't have dinosaurs. It's like, but we kind of still do. Like,
but we
get to like a we have history. We have like dinosaur tortoise here.
With tortoises and chickens. Those are the two most dino-like
animals. Well, and that seabird that looks like a pterodactyl. With the big mouth.
Pelican?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, he's from the olden times.
Whew. But let's get to the tortoise eating tiny pancakes.
Yeah, and we will post these links.
We are going to post.
Goddamn stupid.
As I was watching these, it was the one that stuck with me was the pancakes. It's just delightful.
It's charming. BuzzFeed really nailed into something, which was like, we want to show adorable tiny animals eating adorable tiny food.
Right. They made itty-bitty like little dime-sized pancakes.
Tiny pancakes. They put a little baby tortoise. They let him just go at it. He rips into them. I'm going to be honest. I do not know if pancakes are healthy food for tortoises.
Right.
I'm going to put that disclaimer out.
Probably
but it
not.
Is, and they have, I think what made that video key is the music is very charming.
Yes.
They have a soothing,
it's
like,
classical.
Classical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just watch and know that,
simple
like, the
graphics.
World's okay.
Right.
It's beautiful.
It's just really charming. I don't know. I love a tortoise. I love seeing a tortoise find food. It's real fun.
It's little faces, and I think because cameras are so amazing right now, even your phone, like, you can get into detail that is really like, oh, I'm really in this tortoise's vibe.
Yeah.
You know, and they're so graphic. They really are beautiful. Their shells, the ones, I don't think I ever sat and appreciated how real, especially when you have a couple together, it's like they're really beautiful.
Beautiful animals.
Kimmy, you've done it.
Oh, wow.
Guys, thank you so much for bringing all of this to us.
And I'm so glad.
People can find you on Instagram.
Yes.
Yourself.
At Kimchi Lucas.
And same as Twitter, right?
Twitter, all my handles, at Kimchi Lucas.
Thank you so much.
I know. Oh, and I have the podcast, Talk 30 Rock to Me. If you want to talk about, listen to two ladies who love 30 Rock a little too much, you can find us at Talk 30 Rock
and
to Me.
Did we, being on our podcast, inspire you to start your own?
Yes.
I mean, I'll just
why not
make that.
Yeah, let's take credit for
it's
due.
We take it where we can.
Oh,
100%.
Thank you. You're great, Kimmy. Thank you so much. And we always need you to bring us everything.
I will happily do so.
Yay!
How to be less old!
If you're looking to take your podcast listening to the next level, why don't you run over and check out Stitcher Premium?
Right, because they have a really great holiday deal going on for a limited time, and you really don't want to miss this.
So you're going to get 30% off Stitcher Premium when you go to stitcher.com/premium and use the promo code Jingle.
Stitcher Premium gives you access to hundreds of exclusive shows, bonus episodes, and comedy albums.
You can listen to the latest season of Wild Horses with Lauren Lapkus, Stephanie Allen, Aaron Whitehead, and Mary Holland. They sit down in front of a live audience and have a hilarious conversation with celebrity guests like Natasha Lyonne, Karen Kilgariff, Georgia Hardstark, and Conan O'Brien. And then they do improv.
Try it out for yourself. Just go to stitcher.com/premium and use the promo code JINGLE for 30% off.
How to be less old!
Oh, well, you know, as we wrap up this year, yeah. I just feel like I needed those things. Like those
yes.
accounts I'm going to follow. I think it's noticing, you know, my own mental health, which is often in question. I think my first step really needs to be filling my feeds with more joy.
We learned that with the
She's All Fat Girls.
Yeah,
yes.
That changing the view of what you're looking at, taking all the, you know, model-y skinny girls out and throwing in, not that there's anything wrong with that, but changing it up and putting some, you know, fat girls in your feed is going to let you see women differently and bodies differently. And it's the same thing
it's the same thing.
You just want to bring.
I need some tortoises.
Yes.
I need some wrapped packages. I need some Florida man every now and then.
Right. Florida man's a little bit of the outlier in this particular episode of things to bring in. But
it does bring joy.
It does
so
bring joy. It's a different joy. These others all do feel like they fall under the Hige. The Hige, like just. Mm-hmm. Sort of texture and visual and, you know, fun
comfort,
and warm, comforty.
Joy, delight, yes.
But Florida man's like a little bit outside of that, but still joyful.
It's warm in Florida.
That's right.
Let's tie it in.
Bringing it together. We love Kimmy Lucas. Go follow her at Kimchi Lucas, which we already talked about, but just do it already. And we want to thank our listener.
Oh, Nicole Adrians, who calls us spirit animals and gives us 5 stars, not
hey.
For nothing. Guys, I'm LOLing on the subway. Wait, does that acronym make me sound old?
It
bit.
Sure does.
God bless you, Emily and Deanna. You bring such joy to my mornings. God's work. I like this podcast for you.
I like that.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
We like you for you, too.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
We are How to Be Less Old at HTBLO in all of the places.
So follow us, like us, tweet at us.
March yourself over to Apple Music and give us those 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's the holiday season. In addition, may you please march yourself to podswag.com.
And pick up a couple of mugs with our mugs on it.
Yeah, if you just go to PodSwag, there'll be a section that has Earwolf show. It's a tab that says shows, and then one that says Earwolf, and you'll find How to Be Less Old. There'll be like a mug there that we have to say is
it's a joy.
It's glowing us up. It's
yes.
a great. It looks great. We were part of the creation of the mug. We feel really good about it.
And it's your opportunity to have your morning coffee
with us. And it actually really means a lot if we are able to sell them. So we have given to you. If you want to give back, we'll feel really appreciative. And we'll take a picture and we'll put it on Instagram.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
There is a new podcast coming to town. It's called Dr. Game Show. This is a family-friendly podcast where we play games submitted by listeners regardless of quality or content. We do it with our really great comedian friends. And then we take calls. Werewolf Elton John. Contestants have to sing an Elton John song while slowly transforming into a werewolf.
Can you hear the love to... Tonight, I'm a werewolf now.
Hosted by Joe Firestone and Manolo Moreno. Can I have that seat? Contestants have to persuade Manolo to give up his seat with their excuses.
Hey, yo, Manolo, I need that seat. It's your boy T-Bone.
What?
I'm gonna poop my pants, man. I gotta sit on it.
Ew. Real fun. Real chaotic. You never know what's gonna happen on Dr. Game Show on Earwolf.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.